Skopje, Macedonia's capital, is calm but tense today following an appeal by the country's president to police and soldiers to support his peace efforts. Monday's rioting had raised concerns of another Balkan civil war. Nick Thorpe reports.
The three-month-old conflict in Macedonia has turned into a battle for the hearts and minds of the 2 million citizens of this small Balkan country. And so tense and upset are the different communities here that a few television pictures can be enough to provoke or calm trouble. The sight of US soldiers brought in from neighboring Kosovo escorting Albanian rebels, terrorists as they're known in the Macedonian media, to safety with their weapons intact brought public fury to a head on Monday night. But on Tuesday evening, pictures of Macedonian police patrolling the same suburb in the presence of international monitors had a soothing effect. The public could see for themselves their own security forces back in control of Aracinovo. And this backed up the president's explanation that the rebel withdrawal from the suburb had been a victory for Macedonia and not a defeat. The way forward, however, looks extremely perilous. In the present environment, it will be hard for the government to make further concessions to the Albanians. But NATO negotiators, with long experience gleaned in neighbouring Serbia, can now push ahead with their efforts to persuade the rebels to lay down their arms. Nick Thorpe, Skopje.